Hello, everyone. This is Louis, and I'm here with
Jessica,
and this is Origin of Words podcast, and this is podcast number 98, and the name of this podcast is English Words of Chinese Origin. In the Western countries, and especially in the United States, we have many English words that are used frequently or normally, and they come from Chinese culture, Chinese language. And we have some of these words today. And we are broadcasting from Beijing, China. And today is Dragon Boat Festival.
对，现在呢正好是端午假期。那么在这个假期里呢，我们将会给大家说几个与从中文当中过来的一些英语单词。
So happy Dragon Boat Festival if you celebrate it. And let's get right to some of these words. The word brainwashing is the first word that we have here. We use it frequently in English. It sort of has a somewhat negative connotation. We know this word from, at least from, some of us might know it from the movie Manchurian Candidate. And it really, the literal meaning, it means wash your brain.
这个词 brainwashing 是洗脑的意思。
And one of the first uses of it, it was in during the Korean War, in between the United States and North Korea, and in the 1950s, and it was a psychological concept meaning to force the prisoners through constant repetition of ideological indoctrination.
洗脑这个词呢，对于中国人来讲应该都是挺不陌生的，因为洗脑呢是指说，就是如果说一个人被洗脑了，那就是说他完完全全的接受了某一种观点或者是某一种信仰。
So some of the prisoners of war that came back from South Korea, at least came back to the United States, had some of their attitudes were in favor of the North Korean people, had some empathy or sympathy. And then from this understanding, they were brainwashed. Okay, let's move on. The next word is the word China, meaning the country of China, not the earth element. And here we have actually it may go back to the Persian or Sanskrit language, Chinas, and then even maybe before that, the name of the Qin dynasty or the Emperor Qin in English or pinyin, that would be Q-I-N, and in Chinese language.
Mm-hmm. 这个 China 指中国嘛，那么在藏语当中呢，它可能是指支那，所以说很以前的时候还有一个关于这个什么支那这一种说法。那么那个以前我们有秦国，可能也是从这个来的。
So that is why in China today we have many cooperations.Or there are many cooperations, political and educational, called Sina. For example, here in Beijing, we have the Sina Japanese Hospital. We have the Sina Denmark Educational Department. And the word Sina or Sina, S-I-N-A, is actually the Latin, comes from the Latin word from Qin.
我们现在也会用 China 这个词来代表中国，比如说一些组织可能会用 China 再加上另外一个词来表示的。
Now, our next word is very familiar to, I'm sure, almost every Westerner. It's chopsticks. Those two pieces of sticks, originally sticks made of wood, used for eating. And also for cooking and for cutting. They have many uses, and not just for eating. We have the what we call pigeon English, chop chop, but actually chop chop means a little bit different, to move quickly or do something quickly. But so if we translate it from the Mandarin Chinese, it would be from kuaizi.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Did I pronounce it right?
Right.
Wow. Which literally is translated meaning nimble one, and someone who's nimble is very flexible, very quick.
那个筷子这个地方其实我们也讨论过为什么是 chopsticks， 可能像筷子它其实很多的用途，那你可以切呀，你可以用它来，其实你煮熟了一样东西，你拿筷子把它分割一下的话，也可以当做一个 knife 来使用。那么这个
Oh, so let me ask you something. As a culinary expert that you are, I want to know, how do you use chopsticks for cooking in various ways? Can you tell us?
Well, sometimes if you know, we cook a whole chicken and we need to deliver it to other people, we could just use chopsticks to, you know, it's just like knives. We cut it with chopsticks and we put it in different dishes.
So I've also heard some criticisms about using wooden chopsticks,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, cutting down too many trees just to make chopsticks. So there are other various kinds of things that are used instead of wood, for example.
Mm-hmm. For example, steel.
So steel chopsticks, does that have a special name?
不锈钢筷子.
And they can be quite very elaborate with different designs,
mm-hmm.
and very pretty in different colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite kind of pattern or symbols on your steel chopsticks?
我喜欢叶子, leaves or flowers.
Mm, very nice. Yes, I've seen them in the stores. Some of them look very pretty,
mm-hmm.
and more expensive.
Right, but it's, you know, we don't want us to cut down too many trees.
Right, so if you out there listening to this podcast and you want to save some trees, no matter which country you're in, go for the steel chopsticks.
Or stainless steel chopsticks.
Yes, stainless steel might even be better. And
right.
you can just wash them,
mm-hmm.
and use them over and for years and years. And they make great gifts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so let's move on to the next word that many Westerners will be familiar with, especially in the United States. The word is chop suey. Now, 杂碎, because this word chop suey in Cantonese,
mm-hmm.
is...
I'm not very good at Cantonese, but 杂碎.
So Cantonese is southern Chinese language, like in Hong Kong or South China, Fujian province, and so on. And the literal translation means mixed pieces. If you translate that from the Cantonese to the English.
杂碎这个，我们可能对中国人来讲，杂碎其实是指内脏的，但是在这里它只是说把一些菜啊，或者是肉啊，切成小块的，然后就叫杂碎了。
So if you are in South China, such as Guangzhou, Guangdong Province, Fujian Province, Hong Kong, they will always give you some tea with it. So they sometimes they call it going to drink tea, yum cha.
Yin cha.
And because tea can help the digestion with the dim sum.
Right. 我们在吃点心的时候一般会喝点茶，或者说喝茶的时候会吃点点心。
Now, another common word for dim sum might, that some English speakers might be familiar with is dumplings.
Well, it's quite different in China. Dumplings are only dumplings for the northern China. But, you know, if you say dim sum for the people in the north part,of China, we say, we treat it as pastry. But if it's in the southern China, dim sum may mean dumplings or baozi or some other steamed dumplings, different kinds.
Right, so jiaozi is a common Chinese Mandarin word or North China word for dumpling. And however, the dumpling in North China might be similar to the dim sum in South China.
Maybe, but it's not. Dim sum is, you know, if you say dim sum, you may refer to different kinds of steamed flour-made food.
So you'd have to specify what kind of a dim sum.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So one more thing. If you go to any large city in the United States, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, that has a large Chinese population.Most of these words that we're telling you do come like chop suey, dim sum.Do come from South China in the South Chinese dialect, which we call Cantonese. In English, we call it Cantonese. If you come to North China, you're going to be lost if you don't know these words before you come here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Okay. So another word here that we all know is ginseng. Now, ginseng, the herb ginseng.Some people consider it as a medicine or as a plant, as an herb. And its origin, once again, is South China, and specifically southern Fujian province, and also which, you know, a lot of the immigrants came from there in Hong Kong to the United States. So this is why we have the word...from that dialogue, jin sim, but in Mandarin or North China, it's a ren shen.
Ren shen, ginseng 这个地方指的是人参，那么福建闽南话里面可能叫的是 ginseng， 但是在普通话里面我们叫的是人参。
And the word literally meaning carrot.Not the vegetable carrot, but you know the ginseng plant, the herb, kind of looks like a small version of a big carrot. It's long. It's sort of on the top of it. It has a funnel shape, and then it gets narrow.
其实说到这儿，人参长得还真的有点像 carrot。那中国还有一句说法就是说。冬天的萝卜赛过吃冬天吃萝卜赛过吃人参的。
Okay, I don't mean the color is not the same.
It's not the color.
Yeah,
I mean another kind of food in China.
Right.
Usually, sometimes people may say that eating carrot is much better than eating 人参 ginseng.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right. And as an herb, you know, you probably shouldn't eat it by itself anyway. It has to be mixed.
Right.
That's from TCM, traditional Chinese medicine.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to our last word here, ketchup. We all know what ketchup is, but where does it come from? Well, literally, the translation, once again, from Cantonese language, South China language, is literally translated as tomato sauce or tomato juice.
番茄酱.
Go on.
番茄酱, 番茄汁.
And in Cantonese, it's pronounced...
凯仔.
So 凯仔, or another word, 番茄汁. So here we have the again as it would be translated tomato sauce or tomato juice, but we can sort of hear the word ketchup if you pronounce that word again.
Kai zai.
So you can see kai zai ketchup. You can see the kind of cross transliteration over many years. From the Cantonese to the English. It's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of theories about, other theories about ketchup, that it came from Malaysia, meaning a fish sauce. And I'll put some of the links to this on the website. Otherwise, our recording will go on too long. But if you are a student of origin of words, I'll give you some good links. Oh, and we have one more word, tea. T-E-A, tea, the drink that everyone knows all over the world. But originally it was not pronounced tea. It was pronounced as...
Cha in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, in Mandarin Chinese, cha. And as far as I know, as far as my research shows, in Fujian province, the word was pronounced D-E-Y, dai, or day.
Dai.
Dai. Coming from the Portuguese language because of the influence of Portuguese in Xiamen, or at that time called Amoy, A-M-O-Y. So, dai. Tea, cha, they are closely related.
Yes.
And in linguistics, or the theory of linguistics, we call that...
loan words.
Yeah, those are loan words. And this is what our whole podcast today is about. And we're almost running out of time. So, those are some English words from Chinese origin. I hope you enjoyed it, whether you're studying Chinese or not. I personally think it's very interesting. And as we all know, English borrows language from many, many, many cultures, and probably more cultures than any other language, I would guess.
Right.
So, there you have it. If you have any questions about it, don't send me an email, send it to Jessica. Okay. I'm kidding. Yeah, just send an email. It's on the podcast, chinalewis@yahoo.com. If you have any suggestions, or if we are wrong about anything, we're glad to be corrected. No problem. And you can, of course, download any of these to your MP3, MP4 player, and listen at your leisure. And I don't know, we're going to go on vacation very soon. Maybe we'll come back in September sometime and continue with our podcast. I want to get to at least podcast number 100. So we're almost there. Any last words?
端午节快乐，父亲节快乐。
父亲快乐。And goodbye and happy
Dragon Boat Festival.
Happy Dragon Boat Festival.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.